USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Former Special Counsel John Durham says the FBI acted negligently by opening the 2016 Trump-Russia investigation because he says it was based on vague and insufficient info.
The fact that these people made these findings should be of concern to any American who cares about our civil liberties, the rule of law, and the just and proportionate application of the law.
Durham testified before a congressional committee Wednesday. In his final report, Durham recommended no changes to the FBI or how it operates. The man accused of leaking sensitive Pentagon documents is pleading not guilty to federal charges.
Jack Teixeira appeared in a Massachusetts courtroom Wednesday, a week after being indicted by a federal grand jury. The Massachusetts Air National Guardsman faces six counts of willful retention and transmission of national defense information. I'm Brian Shook.
Search efforts for the missing vessel used to explore the Titanic are intensifying. Retired Navy submarine Captain Brad McDonald remembered how his submarine was in the Indian Ocean on a 45-day delay.
We ran out of just about everything to eat except for steak and prunes. Good news was the non-smokers were happy that the smokers ran out of cigarettes. We thought those were bad conditions.
Crews have been searching for the submersible with five people on board since it was reported as overdue on Sunday. It's believed the vessel has less than 24 hours of oxygen remaining. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says innovation must be our North Star in crafting regulations for AI.
AI could be our most spectacular innovation yet, a force that could ignite a new era of technological advancement, scientific discovery, industrial might.
The urgency to regulate comes as generative AI tools like ChatGPT and others are skyrocketing in popularity. This is USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
A Michigan State University student who was paralyzed by a shooting on campus is suing the school. Yukai John Howe is the third injured student to file a lawsuit. Howe says MSU acted with gross negligence. The shooting happened in February and left three people dead. A new study finds using gas-powered stoves can raise the levels of a cancer-causing chemical called benzene. Dr. Don Buckland, a preventative medicine doctor, says benzene is relatively common, and in reasonable doses, you would not know that you were exposed.
Any of those solvents, when they get to very high doses, you feel like you're drunk, but that's very high doses.
The study was published by the Environmental Science and Technology Journal, which looked at homes in California and Colorado. Buckland says open windows and doors when cooking to increase airflow and limit exposure. It doesn't look like Joe Exotic will be on the ballot after all.
Joe Exotic prematurely announced his presence on the presidential primary ballot in Colorado. However, the Colorado Secretary of State's office clarified that they are returning the $500 check Joseph Maldonado submitted since the necessary paperwork for the presidential candidacy has not yet been published. Additionally, Maldonado failed to declare his party affiliation when he sent in his check. I'm John Schaefer.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.